So no shortage of celebrations in Bermuda overnight. The team leaves Sunday. We'll be home Wednesday with some sort of celebration scheduled for Thursday. So as the dust settles on Bermuda, what do we make of it? What have we learned from the regatta? The Premier of Bermuda, Michael Dunkley, is with us. Very good morning to you.
Hey, good morning from sunny Bermuda. It's great to be talking to you live in New Zealand.
Good stuff. What do you make of the regatta itself? Do you regard it as a major success?
I think it was a tremendous success for us all around. You know, obviously, we wanted to do everything we could to make it a success. Oracle Team does, they put a lot of confidence in Bermuda. And I think we hit a six straight out of the park with it. We really believed in that we could make it run the way they expected it. It was great for Bermuda economy. It lived up to every expectation. And we made sure that we took care of any economic impact that it could have. We made sure that we had a broad participation from our community and to provide it all the support we could. And I think we achieved all those goals. We had tremendous amount of support for volunteers required for a big event like that. We had great vendor participation, and we had good sponsorship. And out of the America's Cup comes a lot of sustainable things for Bermuda. One of the things we're really excited about is what Sir Russell Coutts started in the Endeavour Sailing program, where we saw over 1,500 young Bermudians involved in it from the start to the beginning, and that sailing program goes on. So we're very excited about what we did, and we're pleased with the end result.
Fantastic. What's your assessment of the economic impact for Bermuda?
Well, when we started out with that, we put an estimate of about $250 million. We have taken on board a group to provide an economic assessment report after the event is finished. They have just started their work, and in probably about 2 months, we'll get that book. We believe at this stage we met those expectations, which are critical for us. But also it was critical that in many other areas that everything we did with the America's Cup was sustainable. And one area which we were excited about was the ability for it to be broadcast around the world in over 160 countries. And we think Bermuda shone very brightly on the world stage during every single race that was televised.
And as far as the size of your community is concerned, did you have the infrastructure, or did you have to build a lot of infrastructure? How much of that was involved?
Well, Bermuda is a small community, 65,000 people. And the Royal Naval Dockyard was an ideal site for it, for hosting the team bases. And what we did was we filled in part of the South Basin, which in land terms would be about 20 to 25 acres. We filled in 9 acres for the event village, and that property now will be used for development of the west end of the island, which is a hub for us in business and tourism. And so the infrastructure development we did is all sustainable and all will be used in the future. So we're pleased that the America's Cup allowed us to do a vision that we had planned for anyway, and now we move on to look at some exciting opportunities for the event village.
Fantastic. Are you sad that we won it and therefore we're taking it off you and moving it down here?
Well, look, obviously, all of Bermudians really enjoyed the America's Cup. Many participated, whether you were a musician playing in the event village or you just went up there to watch it. We had tremendous turnout for the America's Cup. But at the end of the day, in life, we know there's winners and people who aren't successful. But one of the things that I will never forget as a proud Bermudian and premier of Bermuda is that we had six teams come, all of them class acts. And I have to tell you, your team from New Zealand made a lot of friends in Bermuda. And you probably, on the last day, it was hard-pressed to think you didn't have a bigger support base than Oracle did. So, yeah, we're disappointed it's going, but we look forward to working with you in New Zealand any way we can, and perhaps we can host a race in Bermuda as we lead up to it. We prove we can do it, and we'd love to host the event again and be involved as the America's Cup now continues to grow, and I think that's important for that event.
Fantastic, Michael. Appreciate your time very much. Michael Dunkley, the Premier of Bermuda. It really was visually a spectacular scene, wasn't it, over these last couple of weeks.